Volodymyr Zelensky is appealing to military allies for more weapons. CBS News correspondent Chris Livesay.
We must stop Russian drones and missiles.
Zelensky met here in Rome with U.S. and European leaders, including President Trump's special envoy to Ukraine.
We're going to send some more weapons. We have to.
Trump also said he's weighing whether to send another Patriot air defense system to Ukraine. Speaking to NBC, he also said he's very disappointed with Russia and said he would make an important announcement on Monday.
Two people are dead and another two injured in Lexington, Kentucky, after a gunman went on a shooting rampage at Richmond Baptist Church. WLKY-TV reporter Jamie Mays has more.
The coroner says 72-year-old Beverly Gum was shot and killed, as well as 32-year-old Christina Combs. Also, two men were shot here at the church. One man is in critical condition and the other is stable. We're still waiting to learn more about if there was any relationship between those victims, but the chief says the suspect may have had some connection to the people who attend this church.
After last week's devastating flood in central Texas, the East Coast now faces the threat of flooding as well. CBS News meteorologist David Perkinson explains.
We've got flood watches up from portions of Virginia up into upstate New York. There are at least a couple of flash flood warnings active in Virginia, and we expect more rain for the East Coast and the potential for more flooding to follow from that.
Investigators in Ireland began digging today at a site where it's believed the bodies of nearly 800 babies and toddlers were dumped. CBS's Vicky Barker reports from the Foreign Desk in London.
It was one of the now notorious mother and baby homes, this one run by the Bon Secours sisters from 1925 to 1961. In 2010, an amateur historian found death certificates for 796 babies and children, but no burial records. Preliminary investigations located the remains dumped in a septic tank. Today, a two-year project to exhume the remains begins to give the babies the funerals they were denied and, if possible, to reunite them with living relatives. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A thief pulled off high stakes in New Bedford, Massachusetts, stealing more than $113,000 worth of rare Pokemon cards from a collectible shop in the middle.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Mike, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Evelyn. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Mike, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Mike? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cashback for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes. I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SHARE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Your job security could be in the hands of AI. CBS News correspondent Stefan Kaufman reports.
More managers are relying on AI to determine whether you get hired or fired. That finding in a study from career site resumebuilder.com.
At this point, it's a minority of folks doing this, about 20%. It's a small amount, and yet it's a large amount.
Resume Builder's Stacey Haller says only one-third of managers have formal AI training.
Corporations have to really let their managers know how to use it effectively and when to use it.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Nearly one in three tweens between the ages of 12 and 17 years old are pre-diabetic, according to new data from the CDC. That number is alarming. Since the last time they looked, it was one in five kids. But scientists say the CDC's methodology is flawed because it's a summary and not the raw data. That means those numbers could be both wrong and misleading. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
Going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 84 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low dropping into the upper 60s to near 70. Tomorrow, sunshine 84. We could see a few scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
WRJN. She's the kind of girl who's not too shy.
what I mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Da-da-da-da-da, yeah, we're happy. Da-da-da.
From Radio Park to West Racine, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N. Yeah.
night as I got home about a half past ten. There was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. When a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. Well, take a letter.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More Timeless Hits on the way next.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I can't imagine anything.
a day when you and I can say we can finally see each other. Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another? Day when you and I can say we can finally see each other. Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another? Come a day. When you and I can say we can finally see each other. Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another?
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
radio blast and goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rid away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rid away.
Well, the girls can't stand her cause she walks surprised like an ace.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rid away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rid away.
On, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Let me tell you. about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go, twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist a while.
Lean up, lean back.
In a diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go, twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night.
Where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
No matter.
she's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
Well, no one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color.
CBS News Brief. Two women have been shot and killed at a church in Kentucky. Lexington Police Chief Lawrence Weathers.
The suspect fired his weapon at individuals on church property. Preliminary information indicates that the suspect may have had a connection to the individuals at the church.
Police say it started when he wounded a state trooper during a traffic stop, then hijacked another vehicle 10 miles away. That suspect killed by police. President Trump is expected to announce new plans to send defensive weapons to Ukraine.
We basically are going to send them various pieces of very sophisticated military, and they're going to pay us 100% for them.
CBS's Elise Preston keeping track of wildfires from L.A.
Right now, there are more than 80 wildfires burning in California and across the West. High winds and low humidity are making it tougher for hundreds of firefighters battling the flames.
Two fires are burning out of control at the Grand Canyon. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.